In last week's State of the State address, Governor Walker made news with a promise on higher education.
College affordability was also a major issue at our listening sessions. But it wasn't just students who raised it as a concern, as they're concerned about the cost of higher education. It was parents, grandparents, educators, and many others. That's why I'm pleased to announce that our 2017 through 2019 state budget will do more than just freeze tuition. We will actually cut, that's right, cut tuition for all Wisconsin undergraduates throughout the UW system.
If that plan is ultimately approved in the budget process, it would mark the first cut to UW in-state tuition since the early 1980s.
Karen Herzog joins us now. She's a higher education reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Karen, welcome back.
Thanks, Veronica.
Well, Karen, other than what we just heard there from the governor's State of the State address, what do we know about this plan to cut tuition at the UW for undergraduates?
Well, it's one thing that was mentioned on the idea of college affordability. Of course, the governor, tuition cuts go over very well with voters. Everybody likes the idea of tuition cuts. So, of course, the governor would like to see that happen, but it's a lot more complicated than that when you're talking about college affordability. If you cut 1%, I think the Legislative Fiscal Bureau suggested that that might be maybe $100, less than $100 per family for a tuition cut. But at the same time, it would create a $7 to $8 million hole in the UW system's budget that would have to be replaced by the state in order for them not to fall behind. So you create a hole in the budget. You don't give UW system any additional funds to do anything that speeds the time to graduation, and it's a minimal savings for families.
And has the governor said that he would both support making those cuts and also filling the gap that resulted?
Yes, he has. He said that any cut that was made, and of course he it was just one line in his speech, so we have no idea what he's thinking in terms of how much he would like to see cut. But he did say that anything that was cut would be made up for in state funding. So whatever the UW system lost in tuition dollars, they would get back from the state. He's additionally said that he'd like to see UW system get more funding. On top of that, it would be based on performance measures that haven't been very specifically laid out, but would be things like graduation rates, that kind of thing.
And the UW system has asked for a $42.5 million budget increase. So does all this mean that they're likely to get that full amount?
Oh, boy. If you knew the answer, I knew the answer, we'd really be in a great position to forecast things. But the $42.5 million, in a way, is also targeted at improving college affordability. The UW system has asked for several things. The $42.5 million would like boost opportunities for high school students to earn college credit so that by the time they get to the college, they have a head start. Beefing up advising so that students can get through more quickly in the sense that they don't make mistakes, sign up for courses they don't need, they figure out their major earlier, and they don't waste time. And also expanding the flexible option degree program for working adults to earn their third degree. The UW system also is asking for an additional $19 million to be put into the Higher Education AIDS Board so that financial aid could be increased. Now, this would be the Wisconsin grant, which is money that Wisconsin students would not have to pay back. And that program has been flat since 2010. There hasn't been any additional money put into that beyond, I think it's $58.3 million. It's been that much since 2010, and there's so many more students who need that money.
We're talking right now about Governor Walker's proposed UW tuition cuts with Karen Herzog, higher education reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. And Karen, you mentioned money to the UW could be tied to measures like graduation rates, for instance. But another topic we've heard a bit about in recent days has been Republican legislators calling for intellectual diversity, and that would be AKA a more conservative speakers, both professors and courses and that kind of thing on campus. Does that seem like it will get involved in this funding question?
You know, know, it's a really interesting question. How do you increase intellectual diversity on a campus? How do you legislate that? And how do you know, how would you measure whether a campus has been successful or not? I was talking with Assembly Speaker Robin Voss this morning, and we chatted a little bit about that because that's something that he's concerned about, and he would like to see that be something that UW system is really pushed to encourage and to ensure. But it's a very difficult thing to legislate. You know, a lot of the speakers that are brought to campus are brought by student groups. And while it's a topic that's really getting a lot of buzz, I'm not sure how it fits into the budget.
And Republicans in general have a lot of priorities this term. Do they seem to be on board with the governor's idea?
Well, it's too early to say how it is all going to shake out. Again, it depends on whether the state revenue forecasts are accurate, whether there's more money than expected, because as you point out, there's so many different budget priorities. Of course, the governor and legislators want to increase funding for K-12. And of course, then there's also Medicaid, and there's transportation. What to do about transportation and road funding? So there's so many competing priorities. It's still too early to know how it will all shake out.
And what about Democrats? What have Democrats had to say about this idea?
Well, I think Democrats are pleased to hear about, you know, efforts to improve affordability. Democrats last year were very focused on trying to help people who are, you know, already working refinance their college loans. Last year, the big proposal was to create a new authority that would refinance student loans at lower interest rates. Now, that did not happen, and actually, any initiatives that have been out there on the end of you know, helping people with student loans haven't gone very far.
It sounds like there's also maybe concern that Governor Walker's idea could look a little bit like a baby step toward a Democratic idea, and that is free college.
Yes, and Robin Voss mentioned that he was really concerned about that, that, you know, that he would rather see more money going into financial aid than, you know, giving money to people who perhaps don't need it. You know, there's obviously a certain percentage of the population that really could use the financial help, and that's when we're talking financial aid. And while there are others who can afford to pay what tuition is being charged, but it's all kind of complicated, and there are a couple of states that are looking at free tuition, variations on that depending on income. In one case, and I believe that's in New York, Rhode Island also has a plan, but those are Democratic governors.
And in terms of what the university has said, have they stated a position yet? What do they think?
The university stays pretty neutral on these things. Of course, they will tell you, the university spokespeople will tell you that UW system really does want to make college affordable, that they're working to increase, advising, trying to improve time to graduation, making sure that students are getting what they need so that they can get out the door in 4 years. But it's all a very complicated scenario that has a lot of different factors involved. Students sometimes decide on their own that they want to spend more than 4 years in college. And, of course, that drives up the cost. If you think about one extra semester, that's another $5,000 added to the tuition bills that you have to pay off.
And, Karen, you said earlier, you talked about how this was popular with parents, with taxpayers, cuts like this to university tuition. But that hypothetical number you floated, 1%, was, you know, not too high, $100, it sounded like, a year for these families. Is a number like that still enough to please voters?
Well, when it all boils down to it, it's kind of like, well, do you give people a tax break just because it's a tax break, whether it adds up to less than $100 or not? You know, it's a political ideology of what do you think about cutting the costs for various things. And I think in the case of taxpayers, obviously, you know, they want the cost of education to go down. And is a 1% or whatever the percentage increase, or excuse me, decrease would be enough? I think many would argue that that it's more important to get them through faster rather than to give them, you know, a $100 break, which is, you know, maybe buys a couple of books.
We're talking about Governor Walker's proposed UW tuition cuts with Karen Herzog, higher education reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel.
And we'd like to hear from you at 800-642-1234. What do you think about the idea of tuition cuts at UW schools? Is this something that, even if you're in favor of, if you stack it up with other state priorities, is this something that you think should be a top priority in this budget? If you're a UW student or parent of a UW student, how would potential tuition cuts affect you? If you work in the UW system, what do you think about the current state of funding and what these tuition cuts could do? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Central Time Facebook page.
We're picking up the conversation with Karen Herzog, a higher education reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and we're taking a look at Governor Walker's proposed tuition cuts for UW undergraduate students.
You can share your thoughts now at 800-642-1234. Do you have a kid in a UW school? Would you like to see these tuition cuts, or maybe a kid on their way to a UW school? Do you support the idea of across-the-board tuition cuts, or would you rather see targeted need-based financial aid to more students in greater need in the state? Should lower tuition be a budget priority for Wisconsin? How about university system funding in general? Call in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or you can post on the Central Time Facebook page.
Let's take our first caller now. We've got Jesse with us in Milwaukee. Jesse, hi.
Hi. My question is, I have two small children, and I think the tuition cut is a good idea, even though it's only a small amount.
Mm-hmm. How come?
After the year-after-year inflation, it does add up to a big amount.
Okay, so is it symbolic for you, or is it more that you're saying it adds up?
I think it's both. It's symbolic, and it adds up. And if they cut it 1% now, maybe they cut 1% a year from now or 2 years from now, and you know, rather than me paying $200,000 in 15 years to put my kids through 4 years at UW-Madison, maybe I'm only paying $100,000. And, you know, that makes a big difference.
Jesse, thanks a lot for that call. And Karen, Jesse saying, you know, it adds up. It's not as insignificant. And this is a number that was put out there by the Legislative Fiscal Bureau. It's not a number that's being floated yet. But do you imagine the number would be in that ballpark? Is that a reasonable number to expect?
Well, it's an interesting point, and nobody really knows how much the governor was thinking about, you know, but if you think about each percentage point being roughly $7 to $8 million, and that's based on what the university system had said for what they thought maybe they'd get a 1% increase in tuition the second year of the biennium, it's a good point that Jesse made about that it could be a cumulative effect if you have a 1% cut each year, but there's no guarantee it would be beyond 1 year and beyond this governor's term.
Jesse, thank you for the call. And we go next to Dick joining us in southern Dane County. Hi there.
Hi. My comment is I think the crux of this is really going to be to see what is proposed. You know, if this is a very small cut, as in the last time we were promised a property tax cut where I think it ended up being like $5 per property tax holder, yes, everybody got a tax cut and everybody gets a tuition cut in this particular case, but is it really going to have a meaningful effect? So I think we really need to see whether what's being proposed here before we consider this to be a windfall for a win for families.
All right. Thank you for the comment, Dick. And Karen, he's saying wait and see. We don't really know enough yet.
I think he's absolutely right. I also think that it also depends on what else is in the mix. Is that 1% cut something instead of giving UW system more money beyond backfilling the tuition hole? What is it packaged with? I guess we'll wait and see.
And he was also getting at something else there, and this is, you know, the Governor Walker. Some people saying maybe looking at a third term as governor, is this the kind of move that a sitting governor would make if they were going to run again?
Well, if you think about the popularity of talking about, you know, free tuition or tuition cuts, that's something that catches people's attention. And if you're thinking about running for reelection, you want to be on the best side of voters, especially people who have kids who are going to be going to college anytime soon or who are currently in college.
We're talking with Karen Herzog right now from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, talking about proposed tuition cuts at the UW from Governor Walker in his State of the State address last week. We don't know the amount. We know it's proposed, and there seems to be some backing from both Republicans and Democrats, also hesitations on both sides. And we want to know what you think. At 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Do you support this? Is this a good thing for you and for your family's pocketbook? Or are you concerned that maybe it's going to take your kid longer to graduate? Let us know. Maybe fewer course offerings. 800-642-1234 is the number. And we go to Camille in Eau Claire. Camille, hi.
Hi. I am a prospective college student right now, and frankly, I think a budget cut would do me personally a lot of good. I was forced to drop out of school when I did go to college, simply because I couldn't afford to go. I was looking at either becoming homeless and continuing my schooling, or keeping a roof over my head and dropping out. I'm still thousands of dollars in debt because of this decision, and I'm looking at either never being able to fully pay it off or taking a very, very long time to pay it off unless I go back to school. A budget cut would be great. I'm personally not a big fan of Scott Walker, never have been, but this is something that gives me a little bit of hope that something's being pushed in the right direction.
Camille, thank you so much for calling. Appreciate that. And I'm sorry that you had to drop out and that you're struggling with debt. And Karen, I mean, that story is not unique. We've heard that from other people on the show and elsewhere. What do you think about the day-to-day effect of it on a student like Camille?
Well, unfortunately, Camille is got a lot of company that there are a lot of students who really struggle to stay in school because of, you know, the concern over borrowing too much money. And I get her point about just even a symbolic gesture of saying we're going to try to make it more affordable for you would be something that would give you hope. And that's certainly a really good point. However, there are a number of ways to make college more affordable that I think legislators will be looking at, and this is one of them. And I think it will be really interesting because voters really do care about this, and lawmakers have signaled that they really do want to make things better for UW system and for families who want to send their kids to college.
Karen, what are some of the other ways you think lawmakers will be looking at?
Well, again, if you look at the $42.5 million that the UW has requested, I don't have any idea how much they would get or how it would even be structured. But the thought behind that is there are very specific proposals about, you know, if you're increasing the amount of credits that high school students can earn, think about if you can start your college education in high school and get some of those core requirements out of the way. You know, putting programs into place that do that would save money if you could get through faster. And also advising is a big deal. If you're trying to figure out your major and you kind of don't have much direction, you're a first-generation college student, it's very difficult to make those decisions and to not make mistakes that can cost you more time. So that is part of it. I haven't heard anything about, you know, college loan debt this so far this session. I think it's going to be mostly focused on how much should the UW system get and what should it be tied to, what measures, whether it's performance-based or whether it's ideas that can increase or decrease, rather, time to graduation.
Camille, thanks a lot for calling and for sharing your story. And another call now from Jim joining us in Rice Lake. Jim, hi.
I think that Walker's proposal for the small tuition discount is simply smoke and mirrors for him to cover up his $200 million cut to the University of Wisconsin system, not to mention his constant cuts to K-12 education, what I call his race to the bottom. And I think we shouldn't be surprised because he is, I think, our Wisconsin's first governor who is a college, either a reject or a dropout. And I'll take my your response off the air.
All right, Jim, thank you. And Karen, Jim's not having it. He doesn't think it's really a substantive call there. And he was also calling back to those budget cuts to the UW a while ago. And I wonder what you think that those cuts are going to do to the budget process this time. Is it going to be a pretty loaded process?
Well, I think there are a lot of people who feel that there should be some backfilling of money that has been cut in the past from the UW system. If you look at the bigger picture, state funding for the UW system has declined by $362 million from fiscal 2012 through fiscal 2017. And if you adjust that for inflation, GPR funding is now at the lowest level in UW system's history. So there are a lot of people who argue that you really need to be backfilling some of these cuts and that, you know, anything that you do should not be symbolic. It should be actually giving the system money to get ahead rather than backfilling, you know, what you've taken away from them through a tuition cut. So there's so many different things, so many different ways of looking at it.
And Karen, just briefly as we wrap up, what do you expect to look for as this story goes forward?
I think it's going to be a really interesting session, and I think it's anybody's guess how this is all going to turn out. You know, the UW system in the past has been optimistic about getting additional funding, and early signals have been positive, but it just all depends on the overall revenue picture and other priorities.
Karen, thanks a lot for joining us.
You're welcome.
Karen Herzog there, a higher education reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. And we've been talking about the UW tuition cuts proposed by Governor Scott Walker at his State of the State address last week.